news and more, including state-by-state reports on the nation's premier youth organization. This is FFA Today on Rural Radio 147.
Hello and welcome to this week's FFA Today. I'm your host, Janet Atkinson. Well, let's get you started with an exciting opportunity for your FFA chapter. Enter for a chance to win cash for the chapter in the Crone Battle of the Bales. Do you see decorated hay and straw bales on the roadside or internet and think, I could do better than that? Well, here is your chance to prove it. Crone North America, hay and forage equipment manufacturers offering cash prizes to the top three FFA chapters with the winning decorated bales. It's easy to enter and win your chapter some cash to fund FFA trips and other events. You can work as a team to create bale art that meets the following rules. First of all, each of the entries must be constructed using at least one large square or round bale. All entries must be publicly displayed and easily seen from the roadway and must integrate the Crone brand, the name, or the logo into the design. Paint and other art materials can be applied to the hay bale as well, which should be decorated with good, clean, wholesome ideas. No vulgar or suggestive decorations are allowed. Also, no commercial or political party signs are allowed, nor are obscene gestures or profanity. Now, when you're finished, take a picture of the display and have your chapter's advisor submit that along with the address of the display to ajackson@crone-na.com. Again, that's ajackson@crone-na.com, and that is Crone with a K. All entries are due by November 15th. The entries are going to be judged on visual appeal, construction, use of materials, and of course, your creativity. The first place chapter will win $500, second place gets $250, and third place wins $150. Final results of the contest will be posted on Crone North America's Facebook page, and the winning chapters will be notified by email after November 15th if they've been selected. Well, now a few reminders for those attending convention later this month. American FFA degree recipients, remember to complete your National Convention and Expo registration if you're planning to attend. Also, if you're participating in the awards and competitive events at convention, remember to download and review all the orientation information. And all of those packets, of course, can be found online at FFA.org. And finally, each year during the National Convention and Expo, there are several thousand visitors that tour the National FFA Center. This year, the National FFA Foundation is looking for students to participate in a video to be shown to these visitors. Now, if you know of any FFA members or an FFA chapter that would like to participate, well, contact N. Laskowski, that's N-L-A-S-K-O-W-S-K-I at FFA.org by the end of Monday, the 21st. Well, now we head to Central Kansas. That's where Eagle Community Television recently sat down with members of the Minneapolis High School's FFA chapter to see what they're getting out of the organization, the area school superintendent hosts.
I'm Superintendent Chris Veneri. We'll be visiting with
Christina Hoffman, our FFA sponsor and our high school junior senior high ag teacher here at Minneapolis, along with some FFA Minneapolis high school students. I'm here just to, so they can introduce themselves, introduce about their program, what they enjoy about their program, some things that they might see that might relate to when they leave Minneapolis high school, what might relate to the real world. First of all, I'll start here with this young man right here. Go ahead and introduce yourself and tell me what you like about the FFA program.
All right. My name is Jacob Brown, and I am the FFA STUCO representative for Minneapolis High School FFA chapter. And my favorite thing about FFA has got to be all of the learning opportunities I have been given. I grew up on a farm, and all of these new opportunities to learn more about agricultural jobs and agricultural experiences has been able to open up my eyes and allow me to see all the new ways that I can improve upon my family farm and work upon it better.
Oh, well, thank you, Jacob. Let's go here to Mr. Trevor.
Thank you. I'm Trevor Haley. I am a senior at Minneapolis High School, and I am the Minneapolis FFA chapter's president. What would I say is my favorite thing about FFA? I would say meeting new people. As you mature through life, there's countless people you meet, and you never know who it's going to be, their background, how they act, who they are, the countless factors that go into it. And that's just amazing how many ideas and backgrounds just kind of come in and you're able to experience with that person. And that kind of, and that goes throughout your life. You're able to learn from their mistakes as well as your own. On top of that, improving upon your own.
Well, thank you. Thank you. How about to Bailey?
I'm Bailey Runyon, and I am a member of the FFA. And one thing that I would say I like the most is the friendships that you build. Like, I've got some good friends that I've learned, and we're real close now, and that's my favorite thing.
All right. Well, thank you. Weston?
I'm Weston Schrader. I'm a sophomore here at Minneapolis. I am the FFA's treasurer. One of the things that's one of my most favorite and what's benefited me the most is responsibility and leadership skills. Just speaking to people, learning to speak to lots of people and big groups, one-on-one, doesn't matter. Responsibility, showing up on time, meetings, having diverse tasks and responsibilities on yourself.
Well, thank you. But Hayden?
I'm Hayden Lott, and I'm the reporter for the Minneapolis FFA. And my favorite thing in FFA is probably the CDEs, which is our career development events. And entomology is probably my favorite of those. Mr. Schmidt got me into that. I really didn't know anything about it, and now I know a lot. And I feel like it could be a career path later in life.
All right. Well, thank you. How about Mr. Hulse?
My name is August Hulse. I'm the secretary for the chapter this year. My favorite thing is, like Hayden said, are the CDEs, or the career development events. One of my favorite one of those is the livestock evaluation one. In many of our contests, you have to evaluate different things, and that's a very important skill that I've been developing through FFA. And I think in all aspects of life, being able to evaluate a situation and choose the best one is very important. That's what I've learned the most from an FFA.
Well, thank you. It seems to me that with FFA, you get amazing opportunities to experience life, number one, and to get the real life experiences that we all need before we leave high school. What if, you know, I'm not part of a farm growing up. Should I or can I join FFA? Any one of you can answer that.
I'll give you my answer first, and then I'll hand it off to whoever wants
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
I think you should always be in an ag class, because the biggest gap that we're noticing in the agricultural industry is that there is a lot of fear from our consumers about ag products in general, not just meats or food, but some people don't wear clothes made with cotton anymore because they are going all vegan or all vegetarian. We have done a terrible job as farmers or as producers in the industry of educating our consumers into letting them know exactly where their products come from. So even if you're just learning where my food comes from, you should definitely still be in an ag class. And then that leads into FFA, because if you're in agricultural education and you choose not to be in FFA, in my mind, the equivalent is joining a sport and never playing in any of the games. You just practice all the time, and you practice and you practice and you practice, but you never get to play or win or have that competitive drive really push you over the top.
Well, thank you. Anybody want to add to that?
Yeah, just starting younger is very important. The experiences on the farm, on the ranch that I've had as a young kid are very different than an FFA. I learned a lot more that I have not been exposed to in terms of different aspects of species of animals, plants, Hayden's bugs, and just a lot of other things just to develop my knowledge.
I think it's a wonderful idea whether or not you should be involved in FFA or not, whether you're a farm kid or you're a city slicker. And honestly, it's kind of ties back into that background where everyone's from a different place, and everyone's worth sharing their story. Everyone comes from a different place, from different parents, from different backgrounds, and that's what really matters. Mm-hmm. And everyone just needs to, everyone would be definitely more than willing to educate anyone about FFA or agriculture, and agriculture in general, because Weston and Ms. Hoffman talked about, nowadays there's less awareness of agriculture than there used to be, and it's our job to change that.
All right, well, thank you. Is there anything any one of you want to add on any part of FFA, not just that question?
One thing about FFA that I think is important for anyone to do is most of our officer team this year, Six out of the seven are sophomores. And us being in a smaller school has given us all a unique opportunity to be in some of those leadership positions. And there's many aspects of FFA, whether it's helping younger members prepare for a contest or going to the speech contests, that really teach you leadership and give you a unique opportunity that you don't really get anywhere else.
Awesome. That these are some great things that that you're sharing with us this afternoon. And I just want to thank each one of you for coming over here and taking your time out. Many of you have several different things that you've got going on. Some are in sports. Some have your farms to help take care of. We just have many things that you guys do. Such as August said, we're in a small school, and most of our students do several different things. So for you guys to be able to be a part of this, and do all the FFA opportunities that you have speaks a lot for yourself and the time commitment that's involved. So we appreciate it here, and we're glad that you guys are taking advantage of this opportunity.
Well, stay tuned. There's lots more coming up straight ahead on FFA Today. Welcome back to the show. And now we're off to South Dakota. That's where Bullseye Media profiles why agriculture and FFA mean so much to citizens of the Mount Rushmore state.
For years, we considered that ag was the foundation for the American economy because it's the one area that you constantly grow something and you're not necessarily consuming something along the way. You know, we can build cars, but that takes something out of the soil and it doesn't get put back. Whereas agriculture, we harvest a crop, we put the residue back in, we add nutrients to the soil, and we can do it all over again. And we're becoming sharper and sharper in that process.
South Dakota is a pretty rural state, and the ag industry is the economic engine for our state. FFA is an excellent foundation to people getting involved with the agriculture industry. Without agriculture, our state would be in pretty tough shape. When ag suffers, the whole state suffers. When ag's having a good time, the whole state's having a good time. That's really the driver for our state.
I feel that the FFA is very important because it helps develop its members. It gives people experience and motivates them to learn more. And then when they're ready for a career, they may have an advantage over other people.
There's so many jobs that are intertwined and connected in the ag industry. Pretty much anything you want to do, you can do in the ag industry and make a good living out here.
People often have this misconception that farming is just old grandpa sitting out in his tractor, you know, haying a field. No, it's not. I know many, many, many of my dear friends are getting so many opportunities through biochemistry, engineering, not just for the ag industry, but from the skills they have learned through FFA, and that's helped them expand so far.
FFA isn't asking you to be someone that you aren't or do something that you're not used to. For your SAE, it's your life, it's your farm, it's your chores, it's your job, it's something that you're interested in. It doesn't force you to do anything that you aren't interested in, so it's really easy to enjoy.
I would encourage younger people to be involved in FFA or programs like FFA to help with personal growth. My involvement with horses and other aspects of FFA, I just knew I had to go with my gut and go to veterinary medicine, which I'm glad I did because that's what I am today. I'm a veterinarian.
FFA, I think, does a very good job of educating leaders for the community. It gives you the ability to see the right way of doing things. And I'd say that's one of the biggest things FFA does. It's an educational tool for leaders once they're out of school.
These kids, they want to be part of the solution. They know there's a lot of problems out there. This generation, they want to help. They want to be that generation that makes a difference to make this planet a better and safer place to live in.
Well, don't go anywhere. We'll check in with the star finalist and the proud papa cheering her on right after this here on Rural Radio 147.
For every FFA member, there's a story waiting to be told.
And that's exactly what FFA Today is about.
Stories from and about FFA members.
And showcasing their hard work,
creative energy,
love of community,
and passion for agriculture.
All the things that make the FFA great.
FFA Today,
a new weekly program
from and about FFA members.
And their inspiring stories.
Each week
on RFD TV.
Well, thanks for tuning in this week. And now we continue our series, meeting some of this year's National Star finalists, and we hand things over to FFA Today contributor and host of the Off-Farm Income Podcast, Matt Breckwald, who introduces us to one of this year's agri-science finalists, Courtney Cameron from Georgia.
Joining me today is Courtney Cameron, and she is coming to us from the University of Georgia in Athens. She is a former chapter vice president at Lowndes High School in Valdosta, Georgia. Also, a star finalist this year, a national star finalist in the category of agri-science. Courtney, welcome to the show. Thank you so much for coming on.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for hosting me.
Well, let's talk about this really quick. What brought you into the FFA?
So that's kind of a funny story. In seventh grade, I was at Pine Grove Middle School. And on Wednesdays, we would have like our club days. So it was like a section, like a 45 cutout amount of time where you could go and all the clubs met. And I wasn't really involved in the club. Mm-hmm. And my friend Maddie, she's like, Courtney, like, you should come with me to this meeting. And we went, and I really just fell in love with the people in the meeting. They were so sweet. And then, and on top of that, there were a lot of CDEs that interested me, specifically floral design. Growing up, I always did wreaths and arrangements with my grandma. And so I went up to the ag advisor. I was like, hey, like, I want to join and do floral design. And he's like, okay, then I went home and I told my parents I want to join the FFA. And I just remember my mom saying, you're too prissy for that. What do you mean you want to do FFA? And so little did I know, it was a path that led me all the way here. And it's crazy to think about.
That is crazy to think about. That is a great story. What got you into agri-science?
So that really didn't happen until high school. I've always been someone who loves learning. Mm-hmm. I love documentaries. I love reading. And so my FFA advisor, he kind of like noticed this, and he was like, hey, have you ever thought about doing agri-science? And agri-science is a very big competition for Lowndes County. We compete all the time. It's just something we thrive at. And he kind of started talking to me about it, and it was kind of like a natural thing. You know, you brought together the scientific method, all the classroom concepts that I've learned over the years, and mix that with the passion that I was developing for the agriculture industry. Okay. And it really just, it clicked. You know, I think every single person, actually my FFA advisor in middle school, I remember when I really started to get into FFA, I remember asking him like, Harrison, like, what can I do with this? And he said, Courtney, the question isn't what can you do? It's what can't you do?
Sure.
Because it's so diverse and it's so large, and really just finding your niche in it. And that's what agri-science really did for me. Was I found my niche amongst the masses of things that you can do in the agriculture industry.
All right. Well, so here you are. You're on the precipice. What does being a national star finalist mean to you?
It still hasn't quite hit me. Crazy, because I remember in ninth grade when I first kind of started doing research, we had a national winner for the star in agri-science, Jacob Schindler. I think I was in like sixth grade when he won it, so I never really knew him. But I remember seeing the picture in my ag advisor's office, and I was like, wow, that's so cool. And it's kind of always been like this thing I wanted to do. Like, I want to represent the state of Georgia and be a national finalist. And it's probably going to hit me when like I'm in Indy. Yeah. But it's crazy. It's been this goal I've had for at least 4 or 5 years now. And to actually be here is insane. And really just to represent the amazing people, not only in the state of Georgia, but my entire region, just of the possibility and the potential in agri-science.
Well, for another student out there, why would they want to choose the FFA? Why would they want to get involved?
Number one, the FFA in the agriculture industry is home to the most genuine people. I see that in the FFA. I see that in the donors, sponsors, and people who come out to the different events we put on. Mm-hmm. But also, you're probably going to find out something about yourself that you didn't even know. You really find just this new aspect about yourself, and you have all these people around you who educate you, motivate you, and really just pour into you and help you really pursue whatever passion or dream that you're actually discovering. Just do it for 1 year and you will fall in love.
Well, that is great, Courtney. Well, oh my goodness, congratulations to you on Being a National Star finalist, that is huge. Best of luck to you at the convention. I hope everything goes just the way you want it to.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for hosting me and let me talk about my research.
And now, for something a little different, we've actually got Courtney's father, John, on the line as well. John, thank you so much for joining me today. Really appreciate you speaking with me.
Oh, it's a pleasure to be speaking to you, too.
All right. Well, you know, I'm looking forward to the conversation. When I interviewed Courtney, she really piqued my interest when she talked about how she got into the FFA and kind of the way she had grown up and what you and her mother thought about it when she joined. And I thought, you know, I want to get the rest of this story.
Oh, yeah. When she was young, she was a little thing, you know. She took dance and stuff, and she loved little outfits and stuff. And when she decided to go into the FFA in middle school, you know, and she started with floor arrangement and stuff like that. Like, well, that's pretty cool. And the day came when the advisor actually talked her into raising a pig for show. And I was like, oh, really? You're going to do this? You know, as pretty as she is. And she done it and everything. But when she found out animals ain't her thing, she kind of didn't like that. Down here, it used to be big-time agriculture. I was raised around farm. You know, it's all farmland here. But she never was, because I never did go into farming. I'm an air conditioning technician. So we just didn't think that agriculture, we just couldn't see her out there in the mud and, you know, dirt and everything like that. She actually really surprised us. You know, down here, we thought FFA was just all farms and stuff. We didn't know about agri research and public speaking, stuff like that, things that she got into as she got into high school. And
sure.
She just really surprised us.
Now, she said when she initially joined the FFA back in her freshman year that you and her mom kind of looked at it as a phase and you thought it might be something that, you know, she was just trying out, but it would go away. When did you go, oh, man, she's serious and she's in this for the long haul?
Yeah, well, her freshman year, she was also in band and she was playing the trumpet. Well, it came to the time where once you get into like a freshman of high school, you kind of got to make a choice because they kind of clash. She kind of surprised us that she chose FFA. And dropped band and just went just full into the FFA.
She has gone on, obviously, to be nominated as a national star. She's right at the top of her game, right at the top of this giant student organization. I mean, could you have ever seen this coming?
In a way, her determination, she's going to, I guess it's in her to win, to do the best she can. I can remember when she was younger, they put her in. Down here, we have what they call a gifted program. You know, they put students in, you know, that have, you know, imagination, stuff like that. Well, she didn't get it, and they told her it's because she didn't have the imagination. And sometimes me and her mom feel like that kind of made her kind of like, oh, you tell me I can't do this? And I think that kind of in school made her like, I'm going to prove to you that y'all messed up. She didn't make that. Her heart was really wanting it. And I think that just turned her around saying, I'm going to prove you wrong. I have a lot of people I work for, and all these people that have kids, they've sat here and seen how she done, and they've actually kind of moved their kids. Hey, let's try this, you know, get them over into the FFA. You know, it makes you proud when everybody tells you, you know, hey, she has such a great personality, she's smart, you know, she's going to go far, you know. And when they want their kids to try to follow the same path because they know that their kids, you know, make themselves better.
Well, that is great. John, thank you so much for coming on and sharing this with us.
Well, thank you.
For FFA Today, I'm Matt Breckwald.
Well, a big thank you to Matt for that extra special family interview. Well, that's going to do it for this week's show, but if you have something that you'd like to share on the program or an idea for something that you'd like to hear more about, you can just let us know. Shoot us an email at ffatoday@ffa.org or give us a call, 855-RR on 147. That's 855-776-6147. Until next week, I'm Janet Atkinson with FFA Today on Rural Radio 147, Sirius XM.